This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast, boo. I am your host, Ashley Legs, and if this is your first time listening, welcome to our girl chat. Happy Monday, my loves. I hope you had an awesome weekend and your week is off to the best start possible. For those of you that don't know, there is a group of dream chasing, goal smashing, edge snatching women who make up an integral part of Slay Girl Slay. And we'd like to call them the Girl Gang. The Slay Girl Slay Girl Gang is our members-only private community for those of you seeking community, seeking connections, seeking resources, seeking support on your paths to greatness. Joining our Girl Gang gives you access to our private Facebook community, access to our library of personal resources, downloadable graphics. We do live virtual sessions, co-working sessions, mentor sessions with me, and so much more. One thing I truly value about the Girl Gang is the initiation process that we put together for all of our incoming members. And I don't want to give away too much, but participating in the process really helps you get clarity on what your goals are and what you need to be making space for in your life every day to achieve said goals. It also helps you get the most out of your membership by going into it knowing exactly why you're here in the first place and pinpointing exactly what you need to get done. So right now, for a very limited time, we are accepting new members and you guys can try it out for $1. Yes, boo, you heard me right. $1. Try out the Girl Gang right now for $1 to see if it's your vibe, if you love the community as much as I do, or just to check out the extra resources we provide. If you are interested, you can click the link in the description of this episode to learn more. But shout out to the Girl Gang. Shout out to Jasmine, Brittany, Chandrea, who just started her own apparel line, Kia, who just launched her first book, Gabriella, my boo Amani. There's so many of you. I can't name all of y'all, but I'm so proud of this group. They really keep me motivated to keep going and keep doing what I do. I stan this group, and I'm so proud to be a part of this beautiful community. Okay, so y'all, summer doesn't officially start until June 20th, I found out. And I've already been saying on this podcast, happy summer, we're in the summer and we're not, but I'm claiming it now, okay? It's giving summer outside and we're officially back outside. Whether you got a vaccine or you didn't, that's your business. Outside is open and we are gathering again and eating out again and just kind of picking up where we left off before we got rocked last year. And I don't know about y'all, and this just may be me being super dramatic, but I am experiencing a bit of anxiety when I'm outside now and when I'm around other people. I know we can gather again. We don't have to use masks anymore, but I'm still a bit nervous when gathering and I still prefer social distancing and I still prefer to wear my mask. I still prefer to carry hand sanitizer with me wherever I go. Like, yes, we are on the other side of this pandemic, but in my mind, it's not over. Along with that mindset and just being super aware of my surroundings when I'm out, your girl has fallen off a bit in the appearance category. Now, I can be transparent with y'all because I seem to always be telling my business on this podcast and putting myself out there, but I have gotten real comfortable over the last year in many ways. When we were in quarantine, the most I put on was leggings, a sports bra, moisturizer, you know, because we weren't going anywhere. And it's been like that for a minute. So now that outside is open, I'm not as quick to throw on makeup or make sure my hair is just slayed or make sure my lashes are glued on. You know what I'm saying? I kind of just throw on the first thing I see, which is usually leggings or jeans and a t-shirt, and I'm out. But the other day, I was heading into the city to work on some stuff for Slay Girl Slay, and I just had on some jeans and this basic t-shirt. I threw my hair up in a bun, and I was ready to go. My mom comes out of her room, and I don't know how your family tells you that you look a mess, go change, but mine will tell you without directly telling you, especially my mom and my aunts. But she was like, you didn't want to wear any of your cute summer dresses today? And I looked at her and I was like, no, not really. She's like, well, it's nice outside. You should put on a cute dress. Then she goes, you didn't want to wear your hair down today either? You just want to wear a bun, put on some perfume, you know, look cute for outside. And God bless my mom. But I was like, are you trying to say I look pop today? And she's like, no, I'm not saying that. You know, I'm just saying you have something better than that in your closet. And you're heading into work as your own boss. Quarantine is over. Stop hibernating and start getting dressed again. And y'all know for sure that was a mom's way of saying, you look a mess, go change. But what she said hit way deeper than she will probably ever know. But your girl has been looking real humble out in these streets this last year. And I know a lot of us have been looking real humble. And a lot of us have gotten real chill about how much we put into our appearance and how much we put into making ourselves look good so that we can feel good. But like my mom told me, I think it's time for all of us, myself included, to shake off the dust of being cooped up in the house, wake up from our hibernation, and start showing up and showing out again in these streets. Now, don't get me confused. I think we are well beyond a glow up, right? We've been there, we've done that. Give yourself some credit. This last year, I truly believe all of you listening has put in some work on yourselves based on the messages that I get and the emails that you guys send and what I'm learning about you. Y'all are truly becoming the women of your wildest dreams. And I stan. That's a true glow up. But what I'm proposing today is not you starting from scratch and having to reinvent yourself and become a whole new person. No, I love the person that I'm becoming, and I don't want to change who she is, not one bit. But if I'm being honest, she needs a little gas. She needs a refill. I think that after this last year, and now that outside is whopping and popping, it's time for the re-up. Now, y'all know I have a definition for you. So you may ask, Ashley, what do you mean? What is a re-up? Re-up means to replenish, to renew, to refill, to reinvigorate, to refresh, a fresh supply. And when I say it's time for a re-up, I'm saying we've already learned so much about ourselves this last year. And we've all entered new seasons, new levels, and we're walking in our purpose and becoming more confident and more bold and starting to do everything we said that we're going to do. We've got the tools, but now that we're finally on the other side of this thing and outside is back open and we're seeing more people than we used to and doing more things than we used to do, it's time for a refill. It's time to replenish the parts of us that got depleted or that we've kind of let go because we had to worry about other things that were more important. It's time to refresh the parts of us that got a little dusty. I named this episode, If You Fell Off, Just Say That, because one, I thought it was hilarious, but two, when I think about my life in particular and what I'm doing now that we're back outside and engaging with other people, I have most certainly fallen off in some areas of my life. If we're keeping it real, I think all of us can pinpoint one area of our lives that we value, but we've fallen off tremendously and haven't really gotten back on it like we should. For me specifically, I've gotten lazy with my appearance and my diet. I used to always step out of the house with something cute on, and I really put a lot of effort into my appearance and how I presented myself to the world. And I also was in the gym, not a fan of the gym, but I was there, and I was there enough to make me feel good about myself. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not out here looking like a thick hobo bum, okay? But I recognize that I can do much better in this area of my life, and it's re-up time for me. It's time for me to get off my butt and put in some work in the areas that I fell off in. Now I want you to think about your life, and I want you to be honest with yourself, boo. What areas have you fallen off in? Is it your appearance, your health, your self-care routines? Is it your spirituality? Maybe it's your organization, the cleanliness of your home or your workspace. Could it be your personal hygiene routine? And you know what? That's not me being shady. That's just me being real. Is it your finances and you're on Amazon every other day buying stuff you don't need? Is it the attention you give to everything and everyone except yourself? Is it laziness? I don't know what that looks like for you, but where did you fall off? And is it re-up time for you? So how we're going to do this is you're going to take out your phone, open up the notes section. Maybe you're sitting at your desk, grab a sheet of paper and just jot down a couple of areas you've been slacking off in within your life. And this is personal, right? Like nobody else would know this except you. It doesn't have to be this super long list. This isn't the time for you to be hard on yourself. This isn't the time for you to point out all of your flaws. No, just extend yourself some grace and allow yourself to be honest with yourself and say, okay, here are a few areas that I've been lacking in. And then jot down a few action steps to start implementing each day so that you can get better at it. So just using myself as an example, I've fallen off with my dress-up game, and I really want to present myself in a way that makes me feel good about myself and makes me feel like my best self when I leave the house. So my action steps are making sure my outfits are together and visible in my closet, not stored away in the drawers, being intentional when I get dressed and asking myself, is this the best version of me that I want to present today? Not being afraid to, you know, do it up a bit and spend some time on my makeup or hair or whatever that looks like for the day. Throwing on some perfume, making sure my nails don't look like I've been digging for rocks, you know? And really just take some time every day to invest in myself. How are you investing in you beyond the career, beyond your relationships, beyond the things and the goals that you've set for yourself? How else do you invest in you? If yours is like, man, I've fallen off my skin game, right? I need to get back on it. What does that routine look like for you? Is it investing in new skincare products or going to see an esthetician or drinking more water every day? Or you've fallen off with your health? Is it investing more into your workouts? Maybe it's spiritual for you and you need to invest more into your prayer life or meditation or whatever that looks like for you, boo. I have a challenge, and y'all can participate with me or not, sip or spit, but I am committing to getting back on the horse and really investing more into myself and more into my appearance and my health. And one way to hold myself accountable will be sharing what I'm doing on my personal Instagram at Ashley Legs. Yes, child, I'll be back on my personal IG. It's like tumbleweeds floating through that page. I mean, I'm still on it, don't get me wrong, but I used to be so good about posting and just connecting with you guys there. And I fell off. So one way I'm going to hold myself accountable is sharing what I'm doing on my page and on my stories. And I'm going to be using the hashtag, the re-up. So y'all know I'm not just talking to be talking, but I will be actively trying to put more effort into presenting myself as my best self when I have the chance to. I challenge all of you listening to take a snapshot of what you're doing to put yourself back on and to get snapshots of you working on yourselves and getting better at the things that you've kind of fallen off on. And tag me, boo. Use the hashtag TheReUp, TheReUp, so that I can follow your progress and encourage you and uplift you too. Now, if you don't want to post anything or share on your social media what you're improving about your life with everybody, that's okay. You can DM me too. I just want to hear from you. I want to know that you're out there doing your thing again and getting back on the horse and lighting some fire up under it to get yourself going again. Stop sleeping on yourself, boo, and get back on it. Time to press the gas again in some areas of your life, and you know what those areas are. We've been far too comfortable for too long and slipping on the things that we know we're bomb at. Sleeping on the things we know we can do and we know we're good at and we know better, but just far too comfortable and set in the way we've been living to actually do them. If you needed a sign, this is it. If you needed a push, here's your push. Get back on your game, sis. Because the best thing about falling off is the way that you bounce back. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.